The question arises in the halakha that although the custom is in a Bet Knesset where there's a Brit Milah, that the Bet Knesset that is hosting the Brit Milah, all the Minyanim do not say Tahanunim. This is an old tradition. The question is, what happens if the Brit Milah is not going to happen after Shacharit, but it's not going to happen until later on in the day, until after Mincha, before sunset? This is a big discussion in the halakha when we talk about a Hatan. The halakha says that if a Hatan is in the Minyan, there's also no Tahanunim. However, Rav Chida writes, that's only talking about in the Minyan right before the wedding. That means if a Hatan is praying in the Minyan in Shacharit, and he's not getting married till after Mincha, they say Vidui. But in the Mincha before the wedding, where the Hatan is praying, since that's the Tefillah right before the Simcha, so they say Yehishem, they say no Tahanunim. So many of the poskim, including Achav Avadya and Yabiya Omer, wants to make that comparison to a Brit Milah as well. That a Brit Milah that's going to take place after Mincha, so the Bet Knesset does not get a Yehishem until Mincha time. That's also the opinion of the Nahar Misraim, and that was also the opinion of a rabbi called Bnei Yehuda Maslaton, and that's also the opinion of Hacham Avadya Hadaya in Yaskil Abdi, that they concurred that in such a case it's proper to say Anna. Of course, if you search in the poskim, you'll probably find some leniencies to say Yehishem even in the morning, but Those poskim, Hacham Ovadya prefers to lean according to them. And that's the way Hacham David also brings down in Halakha Berura, in Chelek Zayin. But although there's some poskim that are lenient, the consensus is to say Anna, and that was the opinion of Hacham Ovadya as well.